5, verse 18. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. This is the word of God for the people of God. And now may our hearts be prepared to receive this week's message from Pamela Sheffield on prayer.
Thank you, Wendy, for singing that song. Let us pray. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Prayer is something that we all know, well, I assume we all know. And there's so many ways that we could take prayer, so many scripture that we could deal with in prayer. But I chose a few. And for the ones who don't really know the meaning of prayer, I'll just give you a few scenarios, okay? It means to tell God about your troubles, your needs, and to make your requests known. It's also to ask for his strength, guidance, healing, how to truly, truly love each other, and most of all, to ask for his blessing. Someone once said, if we don't understand the purpose of prayer in the Bible, how can we understand the purpose of prayer in our life? Lives. How do we pray? Well, because through prayer we can ask and receive deliverance from anything, included bad habits. We pray for prayer of petition. We pray for prayer of thanksgiving. We pray for prayer of intercession. We pray so we can receive mercy. He hears and cries and save us when we cry. If we are under burden and we feel that we are about to fall, turn to God for help. He is always ready to lift up and to bear our burdens. When we are sick and the doctor gave up on us, all we have to do is to talk to God. Give him a little talk. He will hear you. Or go to God Prayer Warriors. They're in this church. And trust him that he will heal you. And be assured that he performs miracles. If our faith is strong and we truly believe, oh, he will make it right. He gives us homes. He gives us a good job. Pray. You sick, seek him. Jeremiah 33:3 said, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. It was common knowledge among the disciples that they would find Jesus praying during the early morning hours. When they need to find Jesus, they know exactly where to go, the place of prayer. When Judas was going to betray Jesus, he brought the soldiers to where Jesus was praying. No matter what Jesus is going through, no matter how he was tempted, oh, he prayed. Before he chose his disciple, he prayed the whole night. That's in Luke 6:12. Because Jesus was often surrounded by crowds He knew he must find a quiet place to talk to his Father and hear what he has to say to him. Jesus knew that his mission was not to attack a crowd, but to remain obedient to his Father. It was prayer that set agenda for Jesus' ministry. Prayer preceded the miracles. Prayer brought him encouragement at the critical moments, Luke 9:28-31. Prayer enabled him to go to the cross. Prayer helped Jesus to endure the pain that he suffered. Brothers and sisters, we must follow Jesus' example and pray without cease. We must have confidence in knowing that God hears us when we call upon his holy name. Genesis 18:16-33 talks about how Abraham pleaded with God not to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He said to God, "Will you destroy the good with the bad?" And God said to him, "If you find any worthy, I will not destroy it." But he did find one worthy. God found it. Lord, when we don't listen, we pay the price. Jacob also prayed to God that his brother would not kill him and his family. You see, Jacob stole Esau's birthright. But did God kill him? No. God spared him and his family, and so they were able to reunite as brothers. We need to reunite with our brothers and sisters. Stop your nonsense about you're not talking to this one and you're not talking to that one. That is not what God wants us to do. In Exodus, Moses also prayed for mercy when the people were acting up. God answered prayer and saved the ones who worship him and destroy the ones who weren't. Hannah, I don't know if you remember the story, was an old lady. And she prayed and she prayed and she prayed to God for a son. And God gave her Samson. And if you know the story, Samson was strong, well built. But he said, "Don't cut your hair." But because of a woman, he gave away the secret and his hair was cut. Jonah was sent by God to do a job. Instead of doing the job, he ran away. You can't run from God no matter what you do. And he ran till he fell into the belly of the fish. But what did he have to do? Pray. He prayed and he repent, and God saved him. I have a mother, I think I told you this before, who is a prayer warrior. Garnet and I was going to school. This drunken man came, was a crowd. I don't know how Garnet was the one that got hit, but he hit Garnet here and his intensity came out. We thought he was dead. But my mother prayed. And she prayed and she prayed. And she called the prayer warriors. And God saved them. He was in Kingston working. This guy had 90 lives. And some thieves attacked him and they were going to kill him. Somehow, my mother knew that something was wrong with one of her child. She took one of the shirts. She went to the back of the store. She got down her knees and she prayed and she prayed. She didn't know which one of her child. She didn't. It was Garnet again. And they were going to kill him. They robbed him and was going to kill him. Somehow one of the guys said, let him go. But it wasn't the guy, it was God. Again, my father died. And we were we all went to Jamaica and Garnet was supposed to come. Found out the day, I think it was the day before, I'm not sure. But he was having bad headaches. And so he had to go in and had brain surgery. Again, my mother prayed. The whole warrior prayed. And he made it through the brain surgery. Again, Garnet. Was eating his dinner, got up, fell, went into a coma, but thank God Herman was there to breathe him, give him a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Again, we thought he was dead. And we prayed, and we prayed, the church prayed, Debbie put it on the thing, everybody prayed, and look at him. He has more to go, believe me. Anyway, God listened to us when we pray, and he also grant us whatever our needs are, even sometimes our wants. The person who benefit most from prayer is the one who pray and have faith. Let's talk a little bit about faith. Hebrews 11:6 said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who delight and seek him. God responds to our prayer when it's a genuine prayer and when we are faithful to him. Matthew 6:5 said, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrite, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the street corners to be seen by men. But when you pray, go into your closet, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. The Lord will see through self-righteous prayer. Our prayer should be private, communication with God, but there are also public prayer, like what pastors does. Why? Jesus said to pray. He was drawing attention to the motive behind the prayer. Be careful what you pray for or who you pray for. Not all prayers are genuine. Prayer like praying for a sick person or for someone who is in need of something, that's genuine prayer. Praying for our church to grow, especially grow spiritually, for our church family, to be able also to support the church, so we will continue to be able to keep the door open. That's a genuine prayer. And also, don't just pray, but have faith. Faith in knowing that God will let it come true. Matthew 21:22 talks about prayer of faith. How if you pray and you have faith in knowing that God will come true. So please, please keep on praying for each other, our church, our school, that it will grow. The Bible said, all things whatsoever he shall ask in prayer, believing, he shall receive. And he also said in Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that he receive them, and he shall have them. Now, prayer of petition, Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Brothers and sisters, he said in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Imagine never being anxious about anything. It seems like an impossibility. We all have worries on the job, in our home, at school, even in our church. But Paul's advice is to turn to your prayer warriors. Turn. There are people. If you don't know how to pray, there are people that will pray for you. Do you want to worry less? Then pray more. Whenever you start to worry, stop and pray. Pray for our church to strive. Pray for our family. Pray for healing from this virus. Pray for your church family and your neighbors. Pray, pray, pray. Pray for the schools and the children. Pray for the leaders of the country. Pray, pray. Pray for ones who don't know how to pray. Pray without ceasing. If you or someone needs healing or maybe going through a bad relationship or anything, pray and trust God that the relationship or whatever you're going through will get better. Prayer of thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18 said, pray continually, means pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, in everything, give God thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. Our joy, prayers, and thankfulness should not fluctuate with our circumstances or our feelings. Obeying these three commands, be joyful, pray continually, and give thanks, often goes against our natural inclination. When we make a conscious decision to do what God says, however, we will begin to see people in new perspective. When we do God's will, we will find it easier to be thankful. Yes, we are to be grateful to God for all he has done in our lives, in the life of our family, our church, our job, in everything. The next one is prayer of intercession, Romans 8:26. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself helps, intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Christ stands between us and his Father. That's why we pray in Jesus' name, because it's by his sacrifice that we are made righteous and that we can approach the throne of God. The way the Spirit intervened for us is the same way we should pray to God to help others who are not able to help themselves or to help the sick and shut in. Pray, pray for them. Matthew 18:20 says, where two or three are gathered, he will be in the midst. Psalms 27:8 says, when you said, seek my face, Lord, I will seek. Trust in him all times. You people pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. 1 Chronicles 16:11 said, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face. Jeremiah 17:14 said, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. James 1:5 said, if any of us lack wisdom, let him ask God, and it will be given to him. 1 Chronicles 16:11 said, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. John 15:7 said, I wish you had your pen, you could write it down. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Psalms 34:4 said, sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Mark 11:24-25 said, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will come true. It will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you for your sins. Brothers and sisters, when we pray and we disobey God, we'll pay the price. Lot's wife disobeyed God, and she was turned into the pillar of salt. Don't pray and not follow through with what God said. You will pay the price. If you tell God that you are going to do this or that, do it. Do it. If not, you will feel his wrath. What are we looking for? We're told in these verses of scripture to seek the things which are above. We're also told to set our mind on things above, where Christ is seated. Brothers and sisters, people spend a lifetime looking for things to make them happy, bring them joy, and they spend a great deal of time looking for love, looking for a church that makes them happy. You don't have to look far. It's right here. Amen? Brothers and sisters, if the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, when we need to start with Jesus, and in this church we can do so, do not look far. This is a place that you can find him. All you have to do is come, sit, and talk with his people. You will find joy, peace, and comfort. Oh, we're not perfect, but we care about each other. We will help you in whatever it is that you need. If you're sad and need someone to cheer you up, come here. If you need food, come here. Whatever you need, whatever your needs are, come here. If you're looking for the right road to travel through life, start with Jesus, and he will give you the wisdom to make the trip. Brothers and sisters, when you look at life through self, you will come to the end of self. and the end of the road. When you look at life through the eyes of Christ, I promise you, you will find endless possibility and endless blessing. And He will never leave you, and He will never forsake you. He will be right by your side. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word, oh God. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for all that you're doing, oh God. This we ask in your name. Amen.